Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning your call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to start over on a new claim, but it kept saying it's not going through. I was going to have to call.
Okay, give me one moment. Here, three, one moment. And what is your social security number?
417-496545.
Can you verify your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth for me?
Tashae, T-Y-S-H-A-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. My mother's maiden last name is Collins, and my date of birth is 8/15/1998.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your Alabama ID number?
Hold on 1 second for me. I-0003031.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, you recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking, direct deposit.
Okay, give me one moment. You said direct deposit?
Yes, ma'am.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what is your routing number?
Hold on 1 second for me. All right, 103-100-195.
And what is your account number?
248-158-50-0608.
Can you verify your mailing address, city, state, and zip code for me?
6613 Interlaken, Interlaken Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35212.
Okay. And is the residence address different from the above mailing
no,
address?
Ma'am.
Has yours just changed in the last
no,
year?
Ma'am.
And what is the good telephone number for you?
205-580-2447.
Okay. I have to ask you some security statements. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Action Cleaning, HLMFG, Pine Crown International Corporation, or Polydrone Production?
None.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 126 Huntington Ridge Road, 1698 Rushton Street, 207 Taffy Courtway Southwest, or 310 Reuben Avenue? I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
You said which one I have never been associated with?
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with?
207 Taffy Courtway.
What month was DeAndre Collins born? March, June, September, November, and none of
March.
The above? Or I'm not familiar with it. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Did you receive notification that you have TRE certification?
No, ma'am.
And what is the last day that you work?
I believe it was November 13th, if I'm not mistaken.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer
no,
for a business? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have
no,
a real
ma'am.
Estate license? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I just registered for school, so.
Have
no,
you
ma'am.
Already started those courses? Are you available to accept
yes,
full-time work? Are you available for all shifts in your
yes,
normal trade
ma'am.
Occupation? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18
no,
months? Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due
no,
to a work-related injury? And how many miles are you willing to travel one
no,
way to
ma'am.
A job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
11.
Do you obtain work exclusively
no,
through
ma'am.
A union hiring hall? Did your employer give you a definite
no,
date to return to work? What is your job title description?
I'm a crew member.
Okay, are you seeking work in your current
yes, ma'am.
Occupation? And what is the company you
McDonald's.
Work for? Okay, give me one moment. So I have Jack's Restaurant, Valco East, End Time Staffing, LPG, Circle K, Family Dollar, 1505 Fifth Avenue, LLC, Cowabunga, Captain D's, Phillips Keith, and Walmart Association.
Oh, I guess I got the last McDonald's I worked. I worked at Walmart right before I went to that McDonald's.
So which employer are you filing your claim for,
Walmart
or McDonald's? Do you know the phone number for that employer?
No, 205-956-0416.
And what is when did you start working for the company?
When did you start working for them? August, I believe. Yes, ma'am.
Of this year? And what city and state was this work for?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation
no,
pay, sick care, holiday pay? And is this your separating employer? And why
because
are you no longer working?
I believe the lady, well, when my brother got shot, the guy who shot my brother 10 times, his auntie was over me. So all of a sudden, my hours was getting cut short and stuff. Like I was working 4 hours a week. I went from working 37 hours a week down to 19 hours a week down to 5 hours a week. And I just couldn't do nothing with that.
So you quit or were you terminated? And why? And what was the reason you're no longer working for them?
I guess I stopped showing up. Like I go for a minute and I leave.
Okay. And who was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
V-I-V-I-A-N-D-E-E-R-E.
And what was their position?
Digital personnel manager. Yeah.
And what was your discharge date?
I believe I said November. I don't even know. I know it was in November sometime.
Was it the 13th?
Yeah, we can try that.
And what was the final incident that caused
your
discharge?
Once my hours kept getting smaller and smaller. Once I was working 4 hours a week, I told them, baby, I got 3 kids. Ain't nothing I can do with 4 hours a week. And I got my own bills. I got stuff I got to do.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges? Did you commit the act your employer alleges? And any prior warning for same or similar act? And what did you do to try to resolve the problem?
Asked her what's wrong with my hours, why she all of a sudden taking them down. And she said she found out I was part-time. And I said, well, that still is not a reason for you to have me working 19 hours a week or 4 to 5 hours a week. And she got smart. So I just left her, went back to start doing some more work. And every time I seen every week, once my hours kept being 4 to 9 hours, I said, okay, I come in for about an hour and go about my business.
Okay, and do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld from federal income tax?
Yeah,
let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
All right, what's the PIN?
Give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
4598. Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mrs. Collins, we have concluded your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions? Okay. Andy, thank you for calling in with the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.